said, go hop up in the Chevrolet. We're gonna go get a present for your special day. He said, we're gonna get a birthday gift just for you. I couldn't wait to get a bike. Would it be red or blue? Bouncing down the gravel roads in his old truck. The radio played country, Patsy Merlin Buck. I stared out the window, visions in my head of riding a brand new bike down by the riverbed. He turned and I knew we weren't headed to the store. Driving down a road I'd never seen before. He turned into a nursery and he told me his plan. We need to buy a birthday tree for you, little man. Grandpa said, okay, son, go pick out a tree. I'll explain it all to you later, and you will see. It's gonna take a while for you to understand, but this tree will be magic when you become a man. Well, I picked out a stick that looked all bent and sad, the same way that I felt standing here with my granddad. He just smiled at me and said, that's a fine one, Bill. Let's take it home and plant it beside the windmill. We planted that oak sapling, it was weak and thin. He wrapped some rope around it and we staked it in. He said we have to make sure that it doesn't bend. When the storms come through this summer and there's hail and wind, he taught me how to prune it and to help it grow, to wrap it up and shield it from the winter snow. He said you have to love a tree like it's your child. I still recall the way he used to make me smile. Well, Grandpa never got to see that oak tree grow. He went on to meet his maker 30 years ago. Now I sit and watch my children playing in the shade in that ragged old treehouse me and little Billy made. Now I understand exactly what was in his mind. Toys are something children always leave behind. There may be one or two you keep for memories, But Grandpa left his love in a tall oak tree. He knew he'd never live to see it grow. He planted it for me. Just for me.